News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. We told you yesterday that the COPS Distribution Center in Stevens Point is going to close later this summer. The announcement took many employees by surprise, and now the state is stepping in to offer assistance where it can. The story from WSAU's Larry Lee.
Whenever a large business closes, they notify the state's Department of Workforce Development as required by law. John Dipko from the department says now their rapid response service can administer the dislocated worker program that helps workers, companies, and the communities affected by mass layoffs and closings. Dipko says there will be meetings with the company, union representatives, and local service providers, plus orientation for the affected workers. They also survey employees to determine just what help is needed and coordinate employment and training agency services. Many displaced workers will qualify for additional programs to get them back into the workforce. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A $1.4 million repayment from Myron Construction will mean lower taxes for the D.C. Everest School District. Assistant Superintendent for Business Jack Stetskoff says the money was originally collected through a referendum. Myron has been refunding some money because of overcharges on school district construction projects. There are several such projects around the state.
It's only responsible to give that money back to the taxpayers. And right now we're in consultation with the DPI and with our auditors as to exactly the proper way to do that.
How much might the tax break be? Between 7 to 10 cents per thousand for homeowners. Just over half the public schools in Wisconsin will get more state aid next year. Figures are out from the Department of Public Instruction. 225 districts will get more. 197 will get less. Bob Soldner is the director of school financial services for the DPI.
A little over half get more money, and that's based on the level of funds provided by the legislature and the governor for school aids.
He points out that the total amount of aid is determined by the legislature, not the DPI. Individual school districts in our area, Walsall, will get a 3% increase in state aid. Stevens Point will see a 5.4% increase. D.C. Everest, 5.5%. Marshfield will see a decrease of 1.6%. Wisconsin Rapids will see a decrease of 0.35%. We have the school district figures posted at our website, WSAU.com. There will be two candidates on the ballot when Crandon residents vote in a mayoral recall on Tuesday, July 29th. More than 200 citizens signed a petition asking for the recall of Mayor Rob Yeager, citing political differences. There was some confusion over whether the recall would actually happen. The city council voted not to have a recall election, but the Government Accountability Board spokesperson Reed Magny says the recall is not optional once the petition signatures were turned in.
The state law says that the governing body, meaning the city council, shall call an election. It's not a choice that they have whether or not they want to. It says that they shall do that.
Now, the recalls can't happen until at least 1 year after an elected official's term has passed. Bradley says if a challenger wins the election, that that person would take office immediately, filing the paperwork and taking the state oath of office. City Council members met behind closed doors in Walsall to get an update on one of two internal investigations, and City Council President Romy Wagner says he cannot speak about the details. He says the meeting was to inform the council of information that could only legally be disclosed to the council president and the mayor. The issue is the Highway 52 bird sculpture project near the median of 51. It was not properly placed out for bids. It led to the resignation of Public Works Director Brad Marquardt. Now, Romy Wagner, the council president, says that there was a severance agreement, the terms of which will be made public soon, but not now.
Anything that can be made public at a certain time period, the records will be released. As I committed when I got the council presidency job, that when records can be released, that's one way to show transparency, by releasing them.
Some city council members are not happy that it was the mayor's office that negotiated the final separation agreement with Marquardt without city council approval. Immigration protesters have created problems at the Border Patrol in San Diego. Protesters blocked the arrival of two buses carrying about 140 undocumented immigrants. Immigration officials say these migrants would most likely be released under limited supervision. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase is battling cancer. Jamie Dimon told his staff that he has curable throat cancer. Doctors say his long-term prognosis is excellent. Diamond's been CEO of the bank since 2005. He was named chairman of their board back in 2006. WSAU News Time, 5:05. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for mostly cloudy skies during the morning hours today, then turning partly cloudy, remaining cool out there, a high of 69, northwest wind around 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear for tonight with some patchy fog, a low down to 46. On Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, pretty nice day. There is a slight chance an isolated shower could pop up during the afternoon, high 75. Friday, the 4th of July, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Everyone's lawns and flower beds look green and lush so far this summer. We had more rain during the overnight in central Wisconsin, so it is kind of a damp morning. Chris Conley, WSAU News.